Hello, my name's Beck Lyons. I am the co-founder of a group called You and Taboo. I'm an end-of-life doula and an independent funeral practitioner.
You have invited me down to the Northwest Bay Cemetery in Sandfly. What's special about this place?
This place is, it's just beautiful. It's lined by trees, there's a dam just across the way and beautiful rolling hills in the background.
I can hear the frogs in the dam. Don't you normally not have water near a cemetery?
That's correct. You have to be careful in terms of water, but for some areas and some councils, you'll find that it's not so difficult. And then when you look at something like the concept of natural burial, you're in a really special space in your relationship with the earth.
What actually is natural burial?
A natural burial is an alternative to conventional burial. It is a lighter footprint on the earth in terms of body disposal, and it's a way of ensuring that the nutrients that are in our body are returned to the earth at end of life.
And what's unnatural about a standard burial?
Oh, a couple of things. So the depth, the old adage of 6 foot under, means that you're actually burying a body below what they call the aerobic layers of the soil. So that's where all the bacteria and the nutrients are that aid in decomposition. And then you've got to consider what you're actually putting in the ground. So in some places, not so much here in Tassie, thankfully, but in some places they do concrete lining of those holes. They will bury in, and they do here as well, in hardwood or paper veneer particle board coffins, which is putting a whole lot of unnatural things into the earth with plastic handles, and you've got to consider what that person is wearing that's going into the ground. So there's a whole lot of stuff that goes along with conventional burial that is not adding value and is in fact harmful to the earth.
So what's the alternative? What does a natural burial look like?
Oh, so a natural burial is very simple. It harks back to, I guess, a simpler time when it was more community-based as well. So with a natural burial, you can be just in a shroud. So the Director of Public Health has put out a directive to say that a shroud can be 4 layers of material. No further specification to that. So you can be in your shroud, buried in the earth. A natural burial also, you only dig down, it's a shallow depth burial. So you only need to go down 1.2, 1.3 metres. The law in Tasmania says that you need 1 metre of soil between the top of the body and the top of the earth, which means that you are still sitting in those aerobic layers of the soil. You also don't have things like the chemical preparations that happen. It's part of the standard industry. You don't have eye caps placed under people's eyelids and a lot of the stitching and sewing and things that go on in conventional standard practice for death care. None of that is generally necessary or required for natural burial. You can look after someone with essential oils and Vaseline to keep their eyes closed. You can make sure that that body is wearing, ideally, protein-based fibre.
So what would that be?
Things like silk and wool. They will actually, research shows that they will decompose at the same rate as a body, as opposed to synthetic fibres, which will still be intact when that body skeletonises.
So the ideal is for the body to melt away into the landscape.
Correct, and ideally for all of those nutrients to go back into the earth where they can add value. We visited some natural burial grounds last year in the UK. My family and I went on a holiday, and as you do when you're involved in the industry, you go visiting burial grounds and funeral directors. We visited quite a few different types of burial grounds, and some of them were just absolutely stunning. You've got places where they're grazing sheep and growing hay in the burial grounds. You've got places where they're regenerating land. They're taking old paddocks that have been cleared for a long, long time and they're replanting trees as they go. You've got places that are, you know, there's one place we went and those lands had been in this fella's family for 700 years, and it was the most beautiful old woodland. And he was burying bodies all around the base of all the trees through this ground. So there's so much you can do with natural burial that just adds value to the earth.
What is the law in Tasmania right now? If I knew I was dying and I wanted to be buried in a natural fashion like this, how and where could I have it done?
So the law says a metre of soil between the top of the body and the top of the earth, and that's then passed down to what the policy holders decide. Every cemetery is governed by either, you know, the council or privately owned or managed by someone, and they have certain policies about how they want things to run. But it is starting to open up. So Burnie Council has recently allowed their first natural burial in one of their cemeteries up there. And we don't have, as far as I know, a standalone natural burial ground in Australia, just as an existing facility. But there are pockets of it happening, and some of them have been happening for quite a while, where there are places set aside inside existing cemeteries for particularly natural burial. But it is possible, and it is happening, and it's going to grow. In the UK, they've got nearly 200.
So it's allowed via Tasmanian law, but the people who run individual cemeteries don't necessarily allow it. So in Hobart, is there a place where I could be naturally buried, or would I have to have a friend who has a farm?
Well, burial on private land is a bit of a different thing, and that is certainly possible under Tassie law too. But I don't know of a natural burial happening here in Hobart at the moment. I know that we have you know, more ecologically friendly places for burial, but in terms of filling those requirements for a natural burial, I don't know that that's happening here yet. I'm very excited to get it going.
Ecologically friendly, what's the best example of that here?
The best example is being somewhere where you're in the setting where you're not disturbing the earth too much, where there's no need for concrete and granite and big monumental structures, where there are things that are native plants that are planted, not just native to Tasmania, but native to that area. So that's a big thing about natural burial as well. When you plant native to that specific region. Where markers are not just rocks, but rocks native and very particular to that region as well.
Is there a place in Tasmania that's like that?
Not that I've seen. There are some beautiful, you know, settings for cemeteries. We've got some absolutely stunning cemeteries here in Tassie and places that would be perfect for shallow depth natural burial.
Can you name one? Where's a place you think these people should start doing this?
Right here. Northwest Bay Cemetery is, you know, it's not by any means full, and there's a lot of space ready just to start something a little bit differently.
How do you actually manage where the bodies are and knowing where the graves are?
A lot of it's done by grid. Most of the cemetery managers that I spoke to overseas did grid out. So they'd get in surveyors and they'd put a grid into the land. And the law says you have to have that plotted. You have to have a copy of the grid at all times and where all the burials are. You need to be mindful of where you're putting people. And, for example, in the woodland burial ground we saw, because of all the trees that are already there, he has it gridded out. And then if he finds there's a tree in the middle of the plot, he just moves it slightly, and every year he will get that resurveyed so that there's always an accurate understanding of where every burial is. But one of the other really beautiful things about natural burial is that there's not necessarily markers. So there's different types of natural burial grounds. So some will allow markers. Some will have little slate or little stone plaques in the ground to mark a burial site. One place we went to in Cornwall had none of that. And it was the most incredible thing, because he dug all of the graves by hand because they are shallow depth. He cut hay off that block and he did it with a scythe by hand, so no machinery. You don't use a lot of chemical for pesticides, herbicides, that sort of thing. But as you walked in to this burial ground, there was this beautiful, I don't know whether it was all like a willow or a wicker arch with things growing over it. And then as you walked in, just on the right, there was this board. And the board had names and dates. And that was everyone. There was over 90 people buried in this place. And there was no markers on any of the ground. They were just all recorded on this board. And all of this ground is the legacy of all of those people. And it didn't matter then whether Grandma was directly there or over in the corner. It didn't matter where, because it was a legacy for all of the people buried there, that this land was being maintained and used and conserved.
You've just earned yourself a Churchill scholarship, and you're going to be going and studying this stuff overseas. Where are places that are really interesting in the way they handle death and bodies?
So many. In the Western world, we have different technologies being developed. So there's what they call premation in Sweden.
What's that?
Well, it's a way of body disposal which uses liquid nitrogen and sound waves to gather together, remove some liquid and gather together the pieces of a person to bury under a tree.
So you kind of dried and turned pulverized to dust.
It's a different, well, it's, you know, you do the same with a cremation, don't you? You put the bones through a grinder at the end and produce the ash. The ash doesn't come out of a cremator. So, yeah, it is a different way of doing that. And apparently, I'm yet to investigate it, but apparently it is a lighter footprint in terms of how they do what they do. There's a resumation that is like a, you know, it's like a big pressure cooker. But they've been using that for a long time now to dispose of animals and like horses and things like that. So it's not new technology, but it's new use for humans. Colorado has an outdoor pyre. A public pyre that can that anyone who lives in Colorado can be burnt there as part of their end-of-life project. So there are some fascinating things happening.
Here's the question, though, Beck. How do you want to go? How do you want to be disposed of?
I want a natural burial. You know, working in and around death for as long as I have, I've been doing this now since 2011, so in all of the things that I've seen in all of those years, I just love the idea of a natural burial without any of the fake green grass and without the lowering devices and without the, you know, all the bits and pieces that go with a conventional burial. Just a hole and a piece of dirt, put me in it, wrapped in a shroud, and everyone can start filling it in.